Blog Talk Radio.
I'm back.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Did I hear Andrew in the background?
No, that's me. I don't know.
She's not here. And Hubert and Daniel, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Can you hear Hubert when I be on mute?
Were you on mute just then?
Yeah.
I heard him.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Mom, it just says you can go ahead and start reading in Leviticus.
Okay, I'm coming out of Leviticus 23rd chapter, starting at the 20th verse, and it reads, "And the priest shall wave them with the bed of their first fruit for a waving offering before the Lord with the two lambs. They shall be holy to the Lord for the priest. And ye shall proclaim on the self-same day that it may be an holy convocation unto you. Ye shall do no severe work therein. Shall be a statute forever in all of your dwellings throughout your generation. And when ye reap the clean reddit of the corner of thy field, when thou reapest, neither shall thou gather any gleaning of thy harvest. Thou shalt leave them unto the poor and to the stranger. I am the Lord your God. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpet, and holy convocation. Ye shall do no severe work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And the Lord speak unto Moses, saying, also unto the tenth day of this seventh month, thou shalt be a day of atonement. It shall be an holy convocation unto you, and ye shall afflict your soul, and offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And ye shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before the Lord your God. For whatsoever soul it be that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people. And whosoever soul it be that does any work in the same day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people. Ye shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generation in all of your dwellings. It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and ye shall afflict your soul in the ninth day of the month. At even, from even unto even shall ye celebrate your Sabbath. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord. On the first day shall be an holy convocation. Ye shall do no severe work therein. 7 days ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. On the eighth day shall be an holy convocation unto you. And ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a solemn assembly, and ye shall do no severe work therein. These are the feasts of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy. Conversation to offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord, a burnt offering and a meat offering and a sacrifice and a drink offering, everything upon his day. Besides the Sabbath of the Lord, and besides your guilt, and besides all of your vows, and besides all of your free will offering, which ye give unto the Lord. Also, in the 15th day of the 7th month, when ye have gathered in the fruit of the land, ye shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on this 8th day shall be a Sabbath. And ye shall take you on the first day and brought a goodly tree, branches of palm trees, and the bark of fig trees, and willow of the brook. And ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days. And ye shall keep it a feast unto the Lord 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generation. Ye shall celebrate it in the 7th month. Ye shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israel born shall dwell in booths, that your generation may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths. When I brought them out of the land of Egypt, I am the Lord your God. And Moses declared unto the children of Israel the feast of the Lord. I read you the 23rd Levitical chapter from the 20th verse down through the 44th verse. May the Lord bless the readers and the hearers of his word. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, well, we had quite a few callers to join in while Mom was doing a reading on Leviticus, and thank you, Mom, for that reading. I'll just call off name. If I miss you, please let me know. I have Hubert, Daniel, Mom, Auntie Janet, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie and Auntie Dot, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, and we also have another caller. Number is unfamiliar. It ends in 1111. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, maybe they'll come in a little later. Maybe they just want to be a listener
Sister
tonight.
Sister Shirley's on the line.
I'm sorry?
Sister Shirley's on the line.
Sister Shirley? Mm-hmm. Auntie
yeah.
Carrie, you there also? Auntie Carrie is not here, right? Am I correct?
I guess not. I don't know.
Okay, I had her number mixed up with Sister Shirley. Okay, I'll do one final roll call and let me know if I miss your name, please. I have Daniel, Hubert, myself, Mom, Auntie Janet, Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot, and Sister Shirley. Did I miss anyone?
No.
Yes. Auntie Marie.
Auntie Marie.
Yes.
Hey.
Okay.
All right. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, welcome to the Nellen Family Week of Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Father God, we thank you that you promise us that where there are two or three gathered together, that you are in the midst. And Lord, we welcome you amongst us today and celebrate the gift of life that you have lavishly upon us. We ask that you open our ears so that we may hear your voice. Open our minds so that we may receive your eternal wisdom. Open our spirit so that we may know that you are leading and guiding us. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you open our heart so that we may receive your wonderful love. Father God, we ask you to remove any and everything away from our prayer service tonight. And Father God, we ask of all these things in Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, I will be your host tonight. Angela's at her book club meeting, and we pray that God bless that meeting. Amen.
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 Okay. All right, we will go ahead and get started with our program, and I will start with Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group?
I'm just going to be a listener tonight.
A listener tonight? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, all right, here I go. Hubert, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to be sharing out the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 43. A good tree can't produce bad fruit, and a bad tree can't produce good fruit. A tree is identified by its fruits. Figs are never gathered from the thorn bush, and grapes are not picked from bramble grape bushes. A good person produces good things from the treasure of a good heart, and an evil person produces evil things from the treasure of an evil heart. When you say, what you say flows from what is in your heart. Building on a solid foundation. So why do you keep calling me Lord, Lord, when you don't do what I say? I will show you what it is like when someone comes to me, listening to my teaching, and then follow it. It is like a person building a house who digs deep and lays a foundation on solid rock. When the flood waters rise and break against your house, it stands firm because it is well built. But anyone who hears and doesn't obey is like a person who builds a house without a foundation when the floods swoop down against that house and it will collapse into the heap of ruin. May the Lord have a blessing upon the reading of the Holy Word and the words of my mouth and the message of my heart be accepted in His sight. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Hubert. We had another caller to join in with us. I have the last four digits ending in 4916.
That's me, it's Hazel.
Hazel, good evening.
Hi, everybody.
Okay. All right. Once again, Hubert, thank you for that reading out of Luke 6. I will move to Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read the Surrender to Prayer.
Amen. Amen. God granted me the surrender to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Let's see here. I have Sister Shirley. Welcome back. You have
Thank
any good
you.
News you want to share with the group tonight?
Psalm 25, reading from the NIV version. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust, O my God. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame, but they will be put to shame who are treacherous without excuse. Show me your way, O Lord. Teach me your path. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you are good, O Lord. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Psalms. Let's see here. Next I'll go to Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to be reading out of Psalm 100.
Amen.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all ye earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his court with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continue throughout all generations. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Did you say Psalm?
Psalm 100.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Daniel. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I just want to bless the prayer line. I want to read a little bit of Psalm 5.
Go ahead.
Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Harden unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee I will pray. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Daniel. Auntie Marie, have any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming from Jane. Get yourself, self. God, resist the devil, flee from you. After God, your night is your hand, is your heart, your mind, act it and moan. Let your laughter be to heavenly. Humble yourself to the Lord, and he shall live. Not evil once,
brethren, he that his hurt his brother, his evil law, hurt the law, hurt thou not sure of the law, hurt. There is one lawgiver, able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that the judges another? Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie out of James. Let's see here. Hazel, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I'm just listening in tonight.
A listener? Okay, all right, welcome.
Yes.
All right, let's see here. Auntie Janet, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from my book, Prayers That Availeth Much, to live free from worry. Father, we thank you.
Yes, I'm from the
East. Wow. Father, we thank you. And we've been delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of your dear Son. We commit to live free from worry in the name of Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. We humble ourselves under the mighty hand that in due time you may exalt us. We cast a hold of our cares, one by one, name by name, all our anxieties, all our worries, all our concerns, once and for all, on you. You care for us affectionately and care about us watchfully. You sustain us. You will never allow the consistently righteous to be moved, made to slip, fall, or fail. Father, we delight ourselves in you. Affect that which belongs to us. We cast down imaginations and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and we bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and we lay aside every weight and every sin that would, and worry which does so easily beset us, and we run with patience the race that has been set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Thank you, Father. We are carefree. We walk in that peace which passes all understanding. In the name of Jesus, we commit to live free from worry. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. We have another caller online. Okay, the number is not showing up, so that's why I'm not able to even say a name. But if someone fails that they're not being attended to, they'll come forward with whoever they are. Okay, all right, so we have finished the first part of our program. And now if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in prayer, please. Lord, we ask that you heal Uncle Noonie, Uncle Willie, Uncle Champ, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Gary, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Auntie Carrie, the Verna family, the Williams family, Dwight, Tawana and family, the Simmons family, the Johnsons family, Carlos and the Wells family, Ruth Edwards, Reverend Allen and family, Essie Mae, the Dix family, the Hurd family, the Lowe's family, Lenny and family, Ollie Holiday, DeMarcus, Brian, Tony, Eric, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, the Muda family, Doretha and Jesse Verna, Desert, Kendrick and family, Malachi, Valerie Crocker, Marilyn and family, Sister Shirley and family, Rochelle Bessler, and anyone else that we are not aware of that stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we command that the sickness that is among us be cursed at the root and make us whole again. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a mighty God, that nothing is too big for you. And Father God, we call upon Jehovah Rapha for complete healing for our sick and shut in. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, we have reached a part of our program where we honor birthdays, and I'm looking at the week of June 25th through July 1st. Any birthdays we need to recognize for that week? Okay, well, we do know that it is someone's birthday. Amen. Okay, let's see here. Mom, would you do us singing the birthday song, please?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you and many more. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Happy birthday. Happy birthday and many more. Thank you, Mom, for that beautiful song. And we have reached a part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, poem, or a song, or even more Bible verses. And I will just go down the list and have anything to share, please do so. If not, just say pass. And I will start with Auntie Dot. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Auntie Janet, any testimony, praise report, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I would like to share from an invitation to prayer by others. Bless the Lord and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of mercy and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as the suffering of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. That's 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 through 5. Lord, our heart is full, for each day you come to us with the comfort of joy and peace that is bound by understanding. Give us, O God, the desire to be a comfort to those who are hurting. Let us be sensitive to anyone who faces the trials and tribulations of life. Help us, O Lord, to reach out with a compassionate heart to share the love of Christ with others. In Jesus' name, we come to comfort. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading. Auntie Janet. Let's see here. Okay. Let's see here. Hubert, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I would like to thank the family. And my daughter Hazel sent me one of the T-shirts from the funeral, from the departing of my oldest son, Markel. And it was beautiful. I got it sitting in my closet. I got a little closet right in front of my bed, you know, setting up, still folded up and everything. And she sent some beautiful pictures of the family, you know, Mom and all the sisters there, Aunt Betty, Aunt Carrie, Aunt Dot, Aunt Wileen, all of them in the picture, and then my daughter in the middle of it. They were beautiful pictures. I tell you, I look at them, it brings tears to my eyes, but they bring me, they'll be tears of joy. And tears of joy every time I think about it. I just pick them up and look at them. But I'm going to come out of you, out of the book. I'm going to thank God for you, my daughter, Hazel, and all you all. I thank God for you all. I'm going to come out the book of John, 12th chapter, 12th verse. The next day, the news that Jesus was on the way to Jerusalem swept through the city. A large crowd of Passover visitors took palms and branches and went down the road to meet him. They shouted, "Baruch Yah, praise God, blessed on the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hail to the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and rode on it, fulfilling the prophecy that said, "Don't be afraid, peoples of Jerusalem. Look, your king is coming, riding on a donkey colt." Amen. May the Lord add a blessing upon the reading upon his word. May it be acceptable in his sight. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Did you hear that from Hazel Hubert?
No.
Okay,
Hazel, you
got to
repeat yourself.
I say, "You're welcome, Dad," and all my aunties, thanks for taking those pictures, all those pictures I beg you to take.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Yo, thank you. Thank you very much. I love that. Outrageous. I can't take up all the time, but they are outrageous. Y'all making faces and stuff, and everybody looking nice and smiling. Well, anyway, God bless you all right?
Okay, amen.
Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Okay, let's see. Daniel, praise report, testimony, song or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I really don't have too much. I just want to say that it's been a blessing, you know, because of the world we were talking. God, put it through it, okay?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Daniel. Let's see. I will go next, and I am sharing from Joel Osteen. And it says to release the past. One of the main keys to overcoming disappointment in life is learning to let go of the past. You let go of the past by choosing to forgive those who have hurt or wronged you by believing that God will restore to you anything that was taken. When you receive Christ's forgiveness in your own life, you are released from the pressure to make up for the past mistakes or failures. You begin to experience the bright future God has in store for you. Don't let the regrets of yesterday destroy the hopes of tomorrow. No matter what has happened in the past, God is a God of restoration, and he will restore what the enemy has stolen from you. Accept God's mercy and forgiveness today, and look forward to a wonderful plan he has for your future. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, let's see here. I have Auntie Marie. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I've been coming out of Revelation chapter, starting at the 6th. And great
amen.
Clothed with sun, and then and upon his head a crown of 12 stars, and she began with child crying, traveling in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having seven heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail grew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to divide her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was brought up into God and to his throne. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie. Let's see, Sister Shirley, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Just a praise report. The Lord
Amen.
Is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. I want to thank Auntie Marie for coming out of Revelation, and Sister Shirley doing a praise report. The Lord is good. Okay. That takes me to Mom. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Well, I'm coming out of Proverbs 21:2-3. And it's the serpent said, an acceptable sacrifice. God has established the principle of righteousness and justice by which all of us are to live. In Proverbs 21:3, we read, to do what is right and just is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Discuss loyalty to righteousness and justice are not acceptable. According to verse 2, God knows the motives of our heart. Eventually, our wrong motives creep to the surface for all to see, and our sinful practice become evident to everyone. People who indulge in deceitful and fraud or oppressed and exploitation cannot accept to avoid and consequences of this type of socially destruction behavior. Thus, the sacrifice that God desires consists of dutiful following after his established principle of righteousness and justice. When we are faithful to thee, God will accept our sacrifice. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, let's see. For that seemed to take care of that part of the program. Let's see here. Is there anything anyone would like to share before we go into our closing prayer?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'd like to say a special prayer out to Daniel, you know, for him making arrangements for me to be able to attend the prayer line these last couple of weeks or so. I'd like to send my prayers out for him and give him thanks, big thanks, big up, big bro, you know, for hooking me up with the prayer line.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, is there anything anyone else would like to share before we do the closing prayer? Amen, amen. Showing the brotherly love there.
I can't mute you, though. You know that, right?
REI.
I can only mute me.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Okay. If everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for your words today. May there be enough to carry us through this busy week. Father God, we ask for your guidance and leadership. And help us to be doers of your word. Expand our territory, create in us a clean heart, and renew our mind, Lord. Help us to be more like Jesus. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, well, that concludes our program for tonight. Danelle and family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Lead and guide them in a righteous way for the love of your children. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
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 Amen. May everyone have a blessed week. Jesus loves you, and so do we. We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Shalom, shalom.
God bless.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Love you all.
But that one word just feels like it's gonna feel right. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say. I just wanna hear you say, it's okay.
For the gift of forgiveness, the gift that releases us from the past and enable us to run towards you and the bright future you have in store for us. Show us if there are any areas of unforgiveness in our heart so that we may forgive and walk in victory. Amen. Everyone have a blessed week from the Nellis family. Good night.